This is Donette Thayer of Game Theory, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC, ICRA.
If you like radio that painstakingly stitches together seemingly unalike music in delightfully unpredictable ways, then check out WGXC's Overlooked, the second and fourth Tuesday of each month, just after the new news. You'll hear underheard and overlooked music, ancient to future, from every corner of the Omniverse. That's Overlooked on 90.7 WGXC.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Kathy E. of Seaford, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Juneteenth and July 4th highlight America's historic contradictions. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. Two consecutive federal holidays, Juneteenth and Independence Day, highlight the sweep of American history, marking the birth of the nation on July 4th and on June 19th, the liberation of the last group of enslaved people in the United States at the end of a devastating civil war. Independence Day commemorates the day in 1776 when the text of the Declaration of Independence was agreed upon by the Continental Congress. Juneteenth is a compression of June 19th, the day in 1865 when enslaved people in Texas were finally freed with the arrival of the Union Army in Galveston, 2 months after the end of the Civil War and over 2 years after President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. While these two holidays are celebratory, they afford an opportunity to reflect upon and hopefully to address this nation's crimes and contradictions. Take, for example, the most iconic statue in the United States, the Statue of Liberty. Formerly named Liberty Enlightening the World, the statue was a gift from France to the United States. The idea of the statue dates back to 1865.
Originally conceived by Edouard de Laboulaye, a French abolitionist who conceived of the idea of the Statue of Liberty and giving it to the United States as a gift, that it was originally conceived as an idea to celebrate the end of the Civil War and to celebrate abolition.
Clint Smith, author of How the Word is Passed, A Reckoning with the History of Slavery Across America, explained on the Democracy Now! NewsHour. He went on to describe a little-known feature of the statue, her shackles.
The original conception of the statue actually had Lady Liberty breaking shackles, like a pair of broken shackles on her wrists to symbolize the end of slavery. And over time, it became very clear that that would not have the sort of wide mainstream support of people across the country. Obviously, this having been just not too long after the end of the Civil War, so there were still a lot of fresh wounds. And so they shifted the meaning of the statue to be more about a sort of inclusivity, more about the American experience, the American project, the American promise, the promise of democracy, and sort of obfuscated the original meaning to the point where even the design changed. And so they replaced the shackles with a tablet and the torch, and then put the shackles very subtly sort of underneath her robe. And you can, so, but the only way you can see them, these broken chains, these broken links, are from a helicopter, or from an airplane.
The statue sits atop a massive pedestal, blocking the view of Lady Liberty's feet to pedestrians below. The statue was to be unveiled in 1876 for the U.S. centennial, but construction was delayed. By the October 28, 1886 unveiling, much had changed from when de la Boulaye conceived of the statue in 1865. Yes, slavery had ended, but so had Reconstruction, the rebuilding of the war-torn South intended to empower the newly freed black population. Instead, the system of segregation and racist terror that would become known as Jim Crow was being instituted. Meanwhile, women were still excluded from most aspects of economic and political life. The New York City Woman Suffrage Association rented a steamer to protest Lady Liberty's unveiling, calling the use of the female form in a country where they had no political rights, quote, a gigantic lie, a travesty, and a mockery, unquote. Their protest disrupted the unveiling, including a keynote address by politician and businessman Chauncey Depew. His speech promoted democratic ideals, but also denounced, quote, anarchists and bombs, and declared, quote, those who come to disturb our peace and dethrone our laws are aliens and enemies forever, unquote. The statue's unveiling occurred just over 5 months after the Haymarket incident in Chicago, when a rally for the 8-hour workday was disrupted by a bomb. The blast and subsequent police gunfire killed 7 police officers and at least 4 civilians, injuring many more. Several key Chicago labor movement leaders were tried and executed following the massacre, ushering in an era of violence against labor organizing that would last decades. The history of social progress in the United States is complex, interwoven, and often bloody.
We don't fully understand and account for this history that actually wasn't that long ago, that in the scope of human history was only just yesterday, then we won't fully understand how our contemporary landscape of inequality today, we won't understand how slavery shaped the political, economic, and social infrastructure of this country.
It was Emma Lazarus's poem New Colossus, commissioned by Joseph Pulitzer to raise funds for the statue's pedestal, that forever linked Lady Liberty to immigration, with the line, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, unquote. For many of the 12 million immigrants arriving at Ellis Island from 1892 to 1954, the statue was their first sight of their new home. Now in 2024, the state of Texas, the first state to institute Juneteenth as a holiday, has deployed its National Guard and other armed agents to deter and deport asylum seekers at the U.S.-Mexico border. And President Biden has joined the anti-immigrant fervor, shutting down the border to asylum seekers. If Lady Liberty, torch in hand and broken shackles at her feet, could shed tears, she'd be doing so now. Tears of sorrow, yes, but also tears of joy for the movements fighting for liberty, enlightening the world. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
Do you like a little ukulele? Ukuleles Unleashed is broadcast live from the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill. Carmen Borgia hosts the live segment, and John Sturman spins the finest ukulele music from every nook and cranny of our crazy old earth. So, if you're like me and you like a little ukulele, tune in to Ukuleles Unleashed on WGXC 90.7 FM the third Tuesday of every month from 8 to 10 p.m. or find us later in the archive at WGXC.org. Hear Ukuleles Unleashed Tuesday, July 16th from 8 to 10 p.m.
If it's not De La Slow, then it's not WRMS. We're cats in control, twisting and tuning until you're perfectly content. Special cat call goes out to the suckers at the donut shop. Thanks for serving it to me. Dark, hot, and no caffeine. Snuggle tight and hang loose, boys. It's time to groove to a De La Slow move on WRMS.
That was Wild Signals, from the Close Encounters of the Third Kind movie soundtrack from John Williams.
Thank you.
That was Angelo Badalamenti with the Twin Peaks theme from the Twin Peaks television show.
Hey man, you got another hat in your truck? It's sunny out here. Oh no, I gave all my hats away. It seems like they were hurting my brow. Oh, darn. Can you run in there and get me another cup of coffee, please? Hey, man, you just finished your cup of coffee. Yeah, I know. I want one more, though. What are those guys talking about? I don't know. He said something about a hat. Oh, gosh. I wish I had a hat. Yeah, why don't you run in and get me a coffee, and I'll go get you a hat at the thrift store.
Excuse me.
Oh, man, I think those guys are going to get a thrift score, they said. Oh, they're going to get all those jazz records over there. Hey, why don't you give me a coffee? Give me extra motivation to go thrifting. Oh, that guy just said he was drifting across the street there at that coffee house. I don't know what to do. Hey, I think that guy said he's drifting. We might have to get out the boats. Oh, I don't know. Hey, I think that guy across the street at the coffee house says he's drifting. Drifting? He looks more like he's grifting. Ha ha, good one. Hey, those two guys across the street at the coffee house said that they're grifting or sifting. I couldn't make it out. Aw, oh, dude, have another coffee. Hey, this is cool. They got brown napkins, so if you spill your coffee, nobody knows. Ha ha ha, good one. Hey, can you get a little more vanilla in my coffee? Yeah, I did get vanilla in your coffee, but they only had raspberry amaretto. No, I don't like that stuff. Hey, man, that guy just said he's into amaretto like my little sister. Ha, 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 yeah, that's a good one. Is your little sister like coffee? Nah, she's only 4. She has to have half a cup. Hey, I think those two guys across the street just made fun of your little sister. Oh, man, after I have all this coffee, I'm going to go mess them up. Oh, those guys had so much coffee over there. I think they're all messed up, if you know what I mean, in the pants area.
Battlefield Earth, every Tuesday night from 9:30 to midnight.
from 1998. That was TNT from the album TNT from the band Tortoise.
Thank you. little people who live inside the radio? And if I leave the radio on, does that mean they have to keep talking, even if no one's listening? If I leave the radio on all night, does that mean they don't get to sleep either? What do they do when I turn off the radio?
Free Radio Relay at 49.850 megahertz. If you're receiving this signal, please respond.
This is Pirate Jenny at 49.850 megahertz. This is Free Radio Relay. Repeat, this is not a regular broadcast. This is an SOS. Please respond.
In the early days of radio, we were better organized, but slowly we became isolated. Gradually, we evolved to fit the box so perfectly that leaving was impossible, and so for nearly a century, we've served the ears, but secretly strained to hear an echo of any of the others. And I began to hear the sounds of other radios. I knew they were there, but they couldn't hear me. And so now I've adjusted my methods.
Pirate Jenny at 49.850 megahertz. This is Free Radio Relay. This is a message to all the people in Radio Land. If you can get this message, if you're receiving, please respond. Please call me to 49.850 megahertz. I'm monitoring the airwaves through your signal. Please respond. Please respond. This is Pirate Jenny at Free Radio Relay. Please respond.
Yes,
in 1930, Rudolf Arnheim wrote that the effect of radio was basically at the level of the body. Faced with no body, the ensuing listener response is anxiety.
I hear voices.
On the coast.
But there's no body there.
Good morning, you're still listening to Free Radio Relay, 49.50 MHz. We're still waiting for your response, so please get back to us on this signal.
All night, when I monitor the airspace, I can hear them working on other radios. I can hear them talking. I can hear them playing music. Top 40 hits, all news, all the time, weather every 9 minutes, traffic every 9 minutes. You'd think it would stop sometime. You'd think the damn ears would go to bed and turn off the radio, but no! They want to be entertained all the time. It's just non-stop. It's never-ending. Talk radio, talk radio, talk radio!
Hey, good afternoon, Steve.
Radio is entertainment, as in zookeeping. The animals are kept safely in cages. They must be kept alive, and when appropriate, seem wild.
Well, I've had just about enough.
I don't get a response soon. I'm going to switch to static, 100% pure static, total noise, 24 hours a day of noise. Join the mutiny. Resist the tyranny of the ears. Broadcast only noise. We will bring on a glorious new day of radio free.
How far is far away? How far away are they? Sometimes the radio is the loneliest sound of all. And still I cast my voice like a net every night. And still I hope to catch someone in my range.
I need some answers. Please respond. 49.850 megahertz. This is Free Radio Relay. This is an SOS.
This is Free Range Radio. We've been listening and circuited here on our signal. There's a few of us here. We're getting organized and, well, we're just wondering if you're in line with our ideas. Together or we're all on our own. So what we're wondering is, are you one of us? Are you one of us?
Here's John Cage with In a Landscape from the album Early Piano Music.